The following podcast, although performed by women with the maturity level of children, is not for children.
It's not targeted toward children.
So make sure you listen when they're out of the room.
There are content warnings in the episode description. Welcome back to I Seduce the Dragon. We are playing Icewind Dale, the Rime of the Frost Maiden. It's a module you may have heard of. I want to know how you're all feeling at this midpoint halftime to the dragon battle.
My name is Erastus Brainard. I am a satyr tavern owner. I have luxuriant chest hair and oodles of charm. I would love to go shopping because I feel like my, well, very cute studded armor has been working. I feel like I'd like to upgrade if we're going to go fight a dragon. And I feel like I've been in this outfit for however many days we've done this campaign. And while I've gotten some very nice cosmetic products from some of my other, I don't know, playmates, I need a new outfit.
Is that what we are now?
I like it.
Uh-oh. Are we role playmates?
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking about making all of our costumes like the Playboy bunny costumes.
Oh, we get little bunny costumes, but it's just like Flanders is in full plate armor bunny costume.
But with a cape that says for the bees.
Yeah. Also, not Martha, Flanders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Correct.
Yeah, it's kind of a pity that one of my ex-lovers, like, really dropped some nonsense and is attempting to kill Martha.
Kind of puts a damper on the relationship, yeah.
Not cool.
But which relationship?
That's true.
Oh.
Which relationship?
Oh, amazing. Brutal. Love that.
My character is Tori Cole, elf rogue, who is simultaneously the worst person you know and the hottest.
Yeah.
And he's feeling some kind of way about this fight, certainly. There's a mixture of frustration, why the hell am I doing this, and a kind of blind, desperate fear for a boy that's missing, or unaccounted for, at least. He's unaccounted
for. A boy.
A boy. My boy. My son. My sweet baby son.
Who just found you.
Literally, like, 2 days ago.
Yes.
After I abandoned him for 4 years, but we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about that.
Feeling good about part two? You're going to fight? You're going to bring your best game?
Listen, if Martha holds up her part of the deal and gives me magic weapon.
In exchange for what, though?
In exchange for a week of me being nice to her. In exchange for a week of Tori being her best friend. Which may be a blessing and a curse. Who's to say?
Oh, I love it.
We're going to get matching tattoos. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, no.
No, there's probably a list. Oh, I hope there's a list of
friend activities.
Mm-hmm.
A best
mm-hmm.
friend list.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm very much looking forward to it.
On that note, what is Martha Sinclair feeling? Besides smug and excited.
I mean, honestly, smug and excited.
Her default state.
Also, deeply, deeply proud that I heard a dragon. Like, some bad things happened, but this is probably one of the best days of Martha's life.
Wow.
And, like, she understands. She is not smart, but she is smart enough to know she can't actually admit that. But I think if someone was to, like, pay really close attention to her, you might see her, like, wistfully smiling off into the distance or, like, humming a jaunty tune because this is just, like, everything she's always wanted. And it's really been Martha's time to shine. And Tori has to be her best friend. So
it is kind of the paladin happy place where you are right now.
Yeah.
Righteous battle.
Yeah, both a glory paladin fighting a dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how many people just saw me cause so much damage to a dragon? Like, those impressionable young children are going to be just
terrified of you.
It's going to be great.
Oh, fantastic.
What about you, Gentry Rose?
Gentry Rose, while she is very engaged in this fight and does want to slay this dragon and it not wreak havoc on the rest of the 10 towns, she is also a bit distracted and worried about her mother and father. She knows that she's gotten her mother out of a wagon, and she still doesn't know if her father is okay. Everything kind of happened very quickly, even though it was like a day ago. So It's been a bit of a day. I haven't had a minute to tell everybody that I feel like my family's in danger, but there's nothing I can do about it. Also, fun fact about Gentry Rose Bittercreek Dumont, she is a cleric who doesn't know what a cleric is. She is on a quest to find out more about all of the whole god thing.
This god thing has definitely found her.
Whilst being a demigod.
Being a demigod herself, yeah.
A demigod who's like, is there even a god?
What is religion, exactly?
She also just sort of had the inclination that she could gain more power by sort of getting people to believe in her. Cultists, followers, people who love and worship her.
That will only end well.
She's going to have to be pretty charming or impressive, and don't know that she feels confident in being either of those.
Well, if you kill a dragon and save a town.
I think Gentry wants more than anything for her friends, her playmates, to like her.
I'm sorry, I'm spoken for this week.
Yeah. You can only have one best friend at a time.
She's just your play acquaintance this week, okay?
Yeah.
And I am Jess, your humble DM. And I am feeling great right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I am glad that you feel that way. However, I have a question for the DM.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's something that I'm supposed to be doing every day that I have been forgetting to do. The whole reason that my character is dope is there's a thing that I can do where I can make a, like, random potion. I'm supposed to be making it every day.
Is that infusions?
No, it's his experimental elixirs.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Me and Ryan did Artificer boot camp a little bit, and there's some experimental elixirs that Erastus could be making for all of us.
That is so much fun.
So I've been supposed to be doing this the whole time, and there's you roll a d6 for the effect, and it goes to whoever drinks it. We don't really know what's going to happen until they drink it, but it's healing, swiftness, resilience, boldness, flight, or transformation.
That is so
That's
dope.
Very cool.
All of them are beneficial outcomes. Like, Erastus can make two a day for free, and then, like you said, you can spend a spell slot to make more of them if you want.
Yeah.
We can say that she made them this morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's
because that's what I'm supposed to be doing every morning, and I did not know that this is something I should have been doing.
It's fine.
This whole time.
Do we want to roll what they do now, or do we want to roll what they do when someone drinks them?
Ooh. It specifically says we roll when someone drinks them.
Okay.
Very fun.
So we don't know what they do until someone drinks them.
I love this a lot.
That feels very on brand.
This is so my character.
It's bartender's choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a bartender, tavern owner.
I love it. So I guess we say that you made two of those. You've got them in your pack right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. Cool. That's awesome. So there's a couple of things that I want to cover before we get started. First of all, I'm giving you loot, guys. I'm going to give you all loot.
We're getting loot?
Oh.
Do I get my jelly beans back?
Yes, you get your jelly beans back.
So I won them in a dream.
Uh-huh.
A one shot we played.
And what Flanders knows is that each one of them, when you eat, has some kind of magical effect.
But
Martha does not know the jelly beans are magic.
She's fully convinced they're regular jelly beans.
Just regular jelly beans that I happened to be eating when my flying cape did a weird thing.
Amazing.
Tor, you get the dagger of many daggers.
Woo! I get a magic knife.
Gentry Rose, you are receiving the Gossiper's Diary.
Oh.
This leather-bound diary is embossed with the image of a finger pressed over pursed lips. Once per day, you can use an action to write the name of a specific creature in the diary. When you do so, the diary brings to your mind a random secret about that creature.
Oh my goodness.
You get a little mini curse, you know, just like a little bit of guilt for abusing it. But, I mean, nothing Gentry can't handle.
No.
Erastus, I'm giving you magic boots. While you wear these boots, you can sense impending danger. After you roll initiative, you can choose to roll 1d8 and add it to your initiative roll.
Ooh. I like I get like a fizzy feeling in the base of my penis that lets me know that danger is happening.
A fizzy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's something else. Something I definitely wanted to say before we continue this battle is that I feel like as your DM, I owe you an apology. I edit this show, as you guys know, so I get to review how things went down and find ways to improve. And in cutting the last game, I realized that I have not been playing this dragon
To its full potential.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
You're the worst.
Oh, Christ.
That was a backhanded apology.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I haven't been kicking your ass as hard as I could be kicking it.
This is Jess's way of pre-apologizing before we all die.
Look, by the end of this battle, I will give you the dragon that will totally beat your ass.
No.
The dragon you deserve.
Oh, God.
Well,
oh,
thank God. You for my fun potion.
To recap, today you woke up in Goodmead, and before you'd even finished breakfast, you were attacked by a dragon made out of Shardolin. In a pretty sick battle, you seriously wounded it, and it flew off towards its next target, which appears to be the town East Haven. So, you are now riding towards East Haven using the East Way. The dragon is way ahead of you.
And then we can talk about how now Martha and Tori are best friends for a whole week.
Maybe are they going to make bracelets? Like those braided bracelets?
Don't give her ideas.
Well,
don't give her ideas.
I mean, I was thinking bracelets, but I do actually think we should get matching tattoos because it's more permanent. You know, I just think it'd be nice to have proof that we're best friends.
I love this.
And what about one of those little heart necklaces that one of you says, it says like be fry and the other one says like, Stuttons,
yeah.
And it's like a little heart that's like cut in half, and you guys each wear one.
But we'll get tattoos that are that way if she's riding with her arms wrapped around me on the axe beak. Our arms say best friends.
Yes. Yeah.
You get closer to East Haven, and you've all been there before. So you barely notice the signs along the way, warning travelers to watch thy pouch. Though it's mostly a lawful town now, East Haven was founded by thieves, and to this day, it honors its shady origins by declaring pickpocketing legal within the city limits. So, you know, watch thy pouches. On Axebeak, it took you about 3 hours to reach town, which is double the travel time of the dragon. As you approach, you can see that the town is engaged in a fight for its life. The dragon is methodically strafing the structures from the air, never landing, moving from east to west. A good portion of the town near the East Way is already demolished and burning, perhaps an attempt to block escape to the road. People are filing past you in the opposite direction as you enter town. As many as can are trying to escape to Bryn Shander. All of you can tell that the dragon looks a little bit better than he seemed when he left Goodmead.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What's a skincare routine?
Well, relevant question. You spend a moment observing how the dragon attacks, and you can see that after the dragon attacks with his breath weapon, he ascends to allow that weapon to recharge. And while he's up there, a number of Duergar mechanics emerge from compartments within the dragon and begin to perform repairs.
Okay.
When the dragon dives again, the Duergar disappear inside the machine.
So does that mechanically mean we're fighting Duergar?
They're inside a dragon mech. Mm-hmm. The dragon is a little dragon ship that they are all inside of.
That's kind of cool. I mean, it's for them.
It's cool for them. It's bad for us.
Arrestus, I feel like this is your time to shine as the artificer.
Fuck.
Should we try and maybe, like, strategize in terms of, like, keeping this dragon, just sort of not letting it progress any further?
How would you like to propose we keep it from doing anything?
I don't know, but I just don't know if we could. We gotta either focus on the dragon or focus on rallying the troops. We got to organize.
This is a big town. They might have their own heroes already.
Oh.
What an interesting thought. In this moment, the dragon begins to descend again to attack the town. And you hear from a clearing between some buildings, fire!
Oh, no.
A hail of arrows flies at the dragon and bounces mostly harmlessly off of its crystal exterior. As the militia that shot them bends to reload their weapons, you see that leading them is local hero, Riverdance.
Guys, should we just wait to let it kill Riverdance?
Yes.
Before we do anything?
I think that, yes.
I feel like she could weaken it and it could get rid of her. And it's kind of like win-win for us.
Martha, why do you hate Riverdance so much?
Because she sucks and uses low-quality pamphlets. to try and do like a worse version of what I'm doing.
Does she approach us? Do we? How far away is she?
She hasn't seen you yet.
Well, I'm gonna thaumaturgy boo anyway.
Okay. A crowd boos her from no distinct source. And though her back is turned to you, you see her stand up straight, roll her head a little bit, and turn around, and she sees all of you. And she says, Martha Sinclair, are you back to solve a problem that I already have handled again?
We actually did a ton of damage before it got here, and it looks like you couldn't even finish the job, which is pretty embarrassing. But, you know, if you want to be left alone to deal with this on your own, I'm more than happy to let that happen.
A question to the DM. You said at the beginning, but I immediately forgot. There are three dog sleds of children that left Goodmead. There's still one unaccounted for, correct?
I mean, yes, it's unaccounted for, but I just tell you that it went to Bryn Shander.
Okay, so they didn't beat us here.
No.
Great, solid. Okay, so I am now kind of cool with just letting the dragon rampage to a certain extent and seeing if Riverdance takes care of it.
This entire city?
I mean, listen.
All right.
I'm not a good person.
Hey, there's an entire city of people, which granted, I feel like this is the city that I did think were full of people who were on wizard killing.
Wizard killers?
Yeah.
I like our two dumb, spiteful relationships are going to let a million people die.
No, listen. Okay.
We're petty. I'm sorry.
So far, it looks like their strategy is just to fire arrows at it and see if that does anything. Having experienced firing arrows at it, I can tell you it doesn't do much.
Well, if you have suggestions, we're open to it. It stays in the air and only drops low enough for us to hit it when it breathes fire on everything.
Why don't you just fly up a little bit higher and then maybe you can have like more time to shoot it?
Can you? Ugh.
Oh, can you not fly?
Can you not fly? Oh.
Gosh, it's going to make it hard.
If you're not going to help, then stand back.
No, I mean, we've got this under control. But hey, maybe we call a temporary truce. Work together.
I'm listening.
Martha's town speaker of Goodmead now. We just mostly are trying to, you know, bring goodwill to everyone and get people not killed. So let's just all put it behind us for a minute and work together.
Martha's going to need you to roll persuasion on that one.
Yeah, roll persuasion.
Sorry, don't want to step on your toes, Jess, but I
love it.
I don't know.
12.
Okay, fine.
With a 12, she's going to say, I don't know, Martha, can you drop the toxic attitude that's not helping?
No, but I can drop that dragon out of the sky if that would help.
Oh, boom! I thaumaturgy.
Oh, boom! Yay. Yeah, sick burn.
Fine. You do it your way.
Cool, bye.
Josh?
Oh,
God. Is Josh still around?
Is one or both of the Joshes with her?
Yes, and both Joshes appear.
Oh, no.
And they follow her back to the militia. And everyone roll initiative.
Hey.
Oh, also, I got a little bit peckish on the ride over and had a jelly bean.
Oh.
Okay.
So let me roll. 6. Oh, my God. Oh, this is so good. I can communicate telepathically with anyone within 100 feet for the next 10 minutes.
Nice.
Okay.
Here's what's going to happen, though, is I'm thinking, God, I fucking hate Riverdale so much. She's so stupid and annoying. At the exact moment I pop it into my mouth.
You know what? It just blasts your thoughts to everyone within 10 feet of you.
Oh, my God.
No, within 100 feet.
I'm sorry, 100 feet.
100 feet.
All right, it blasts your thoughts to anyone within 100 feet of you. Everybody hears a voice in their head like, oh my fucking God, I just hate Riverdale so much.
She's so stupid and annoying.
And the Joshes like immediately assume a battle stance and start looking around.
Guys, the dragon's up there. What's going on?
Meanwhile, you're continuing to think.
The Joshes are so stupid.
Martha, you can't just say stuff like that when they're right there. I mean, you can. You know, actually, no, I appreciate the new ready to insult Martha.
Huh? This is all telepathic. All of this is telepathic, because I still don't know.
Your mouth didn't move for that.
Oh my gosh, because you just think that they're regular jelly beans. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have no idea.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
This is fine. Nothing is wrong. This is totally fine.
Tori, we should tell her.
My best friend would never lie to me.
Absolutely.
The dragon in this moment is beginning his descent. Let's go.
Hey, bestie. Which non-magical weapon would you like me to add a +1 bonus to attack rolls and damage rolls?
Short bow.
Great.
Would you be able to possibly get me on the dragon?
Maybe.
Ooh, I have an elixir you can try.
And it will let me fly?
Oh, wait. Also, just to be clear, I can communicate telepathically with anyone. So you let me know if I hear anyone's thoughts.
Brunette Josh is looking at Tori, not saying anything. But you hear him be like, I wonder if he remembers me.
Wait, did I already know that Tori fucked a Josh?
Oh, we all know.
I bragged openly about not just one, but both Joshes.
Right, okay.
I mm-hmm. actually have that recording. Is this the part of the podcast where we do a
flashback? Yeah.
I was actually going to stay up for a little bit. I got a meeting at midnight.
What? Can I go?
I mean, you can watch if you want.
Okay, I'm
going to
go.
What's going on? Tori, what's your meeting?
Oh, I was going to go to the woods and fuck the Joshes.
Oh, God. Fun. Okay, I don't actually want to go with you, but I mean, well played, Tori. Martha, though? Well, I think Martha called dibs on
I did call dibs on Brunette Josh. Mm-hmm. That's a little fucked up, too.
Yeah, but then you were annoying when we were outside, so.
Yeah, well, still, law of dibs. I mean, it's fine. You can do whatever you want. He's his own person. But just like if you have really bad luck in the future, you'll know it's like probably because you didn't respect the law of dibs.
I'll keep that close to my little dark heart.
Okay.
I would also like to definitely obviously retract my wanting to tag along with you. Are you really just going for the fuck purposes, or are you going to like try and infiltrate some information and maybe like, I don't know, fuck them to death or something?
Who knows, gentry? Who knows what I'm going to get up to?
Look, I'm all for your free love and, you know, Josh sandwich situation. I just do
technically,
think...
Technically, you named the sandwich after the filling.
Okay, a Tory sandwich.
There you go.
Also, I do not want you to get killed out there. I'm also genuinely concerned for your safety.
From the Joshes?
No offense, but it is two on one. I don't actually know how you're going to, what you are actually planning specifically, but you are outnumbered as far as the Joshes go.
I told you could come.
I might, actually. Is there a way for me to help you not get hurt or whatever and also not have to see or hear anything? Uh-huh. I cast blindness and deafness on myself. Well, look, I just think you need to multitask, and I don't mean
I'm
going to
be multitasking.
Okay, no, Tori, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yep, yeah.
All right. And also, I think that you need to understand the rule of dibs as well. this is all just feels inappropriate on so many levels. You do you.
Martha, I deeply apologize for how I'm going to violate your dibs.
Stop it, Tori. what are we going to do with Riverdance? Maybe I'll fuck Riverdance.
Go for it.
Yeah. Fuck Riverdance.
I would pay money to see you accomplish that. Yeah,
how
actually.
Much money are you going to pay?
I will pay you 10 gold if you manage that.
Fuck it. I'm fucking Riverdance.
Hell yeah. I hold up my hand for her to high five.
This went differently than I thought it was going to go.
And then she did it.
Nope, then I... Listen, that went badly.
Not yet, anyway.
That went badly.
The bet was in perpetuity, so now is technically you have another chance. Yeah. Grasses, elixirs.
Yes. Gentry, here's a potion.
Just so y'all know, I'm going to cast an unseen servant. Mm. And instead of me taking the potion, I create an invisible, mindless, shapeless medium force to go get the potion from Erastus and bring it to me because I have an unseen servant.
Fabulous use of a spell slot right before we're about to go into battle. Love that for you.
I give my other potion to Tori. YOLO, bitches. Drink up.
I take my potion from my unseen servant and Yeah, I drink it.
I shotgun the potion.
What do I get? What do I get? I get three. I got three. Three.
Resilience. You gain a plus one bonus to your AC for 10 minutes.
All right. I'll take it.
Heck yes.
Five.
Okay, so five is flight. You get flight. You get flight.
Oh, hell yeah.
Flying speed of 10 feet for 10 minutes.
That's so slow, but I'll take it. That's so slow, but you know what? It's better than nothing.
You get float.
I get float. I get float.
And it's your turn. What do you want to do?
All right. I have got the ability to float very slowly. And if there is a taller building nearby me, I would like to scale that building really quick, just parkour my way up there.
Uh-huh.
And then having now a magic short bow, I am going to fire upon the dragon with my magic short bow. That's only a 15 to hit.
Oh, man. You are so chuffed that you were about to finally fire a magic weapon. You got a little overzealous. You overshot.
No. Curses. Okay. Boo.
I am going to climb into like whatever the highest story of whatever building is nearest to me.
So do you want to go up with Tori?
Can I go up into a different building than Tori? I want to be a little far away from people.
Yeah.
You know, I want to have some breathing room.
For sure.
Snipe it.
Yeah, we don't want to clump. It's a smart move. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go climb up into a building to top floor and fire at the dragon.
All right, roll the hit.
17?
Woo! 17 hits. You see your arrow fly and lodge in the side of the dragon. How much damage does it do?
4.
Woohoo! We did a damage.
And now it is Brunette Josh's turn. You can hear him, his mind, as he speaks the words mentally for bestow curse.
Oh.
Oh, it's a touch a creature. Shit, he can't do that because he can't touch him.
And I think,
I wish he'd touch me.
His head jerks back. He looks over. He approaches you, Martha, with his movement. He reaches out and puts his hand on your shoulder and he says, hey, good luck out there. And he hits you with some heroism. You are imbued with bravery. As long as he can concentrate, you can't be frightened. And you get some temporary hit points equal to 3.
Ooh.
You get 3 temporary hit points at the start of your turn, every turn.
That's pretty great.
So I can just keep like just ching, 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 getting a bunch of...
Temporary hit points don't stack.
It sure sounded like they stacked.
Unfortunately, they do not.
What if we just let Jess break the rules so I could become invincible?
Listen, she's the DM. She's God. Whatever she says goes.
No. I'm a very stupid God. Don't go. Don't follow.
You know who's not, though? Me. Me.
Yeah.
Demigod.
Yeah.
Mm. Not yet.
Not yet a god. Not technically stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
Brunette Josh turns to return to Riverdance, but he shoots you a smile over his shoulder and gives you a little bardic inspiration.
Mm. Oh.
That means you get one regular 6-sided die that you can add to any check, save, or attack roll.
Basically, anything you roll in a d20 for.
One-time use.
And then I think out loud, this really is the greatest day of my life. And then I immediately go, oh no.
Everybody heard that. Martha?
So embarrassing.
It's now your turn.
Is there a rooftop I could be at where it's like gonna dive bomb and I feel pretty secure that I can be close to it?
You can tell that it's going to swoop fairly low over where you're standing right now.
Okay, so I'm going to cast Searing Smite.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to ready the action of flying up as high as I can and attempting to bonk it with my shillelagh once it's as low as possible.
I imagine that your shillelagh is magically ablaze as you watch this dragon dive towards you. You can't reach it till your turn, though. Gentry, you're up.
Okay, so I'll use my movement to go 30 feet forward. I just want to be within 30 feet so that I can cast Bane.
What you've gathered is that he circles the city way out of range, like 150 feet in the air.
Uh-huh.
Then he swoops down to breathe fire in an arc and then back up. So he's
okay.
On a trajectory now. You can clearly see how his arc is going to go.
As soon as he's within 30 feet, I cast Bane then.
So where are you standing in relation to Martha?
I think I'm going to try and stay close to someone, and with Erastus inside a building and Tori on a roof, mm-hmm. I think I'll stay close to Martha.
I feel like we're kind of like on opposite sides of this, like across the street from each other, but like in the same area.
Great, because he begins to dive. You see the air near the dragon shimmer like waves of heat. It's something you've seen twice before, so you recognize it as his malevolent presence.
Mmm.
this charm settles over your entire area. Luckily, all of you have already saved against it today, so you are immune to being charmed. But the people around you are not. And Riverdance and Brunette Josh rolled fails.
Oh, no.
Unsurprising.
Okay. Or Brunette Josh.
So you know both of them are now being controlled by the dragon. And then he's going to breathe fire at you. Gentry and Martha, roll a dexterity saving throw.
This guy's really on my shit list.
13.
DC 16.
Ooh.
16.
Oh, you just met it.
Yes.
So I'm going to roll some damage here and roll 20 so that nobody gets mad at me.
So we can't claim that you were hacking and cheating.
It's going to be like an eclipse of dice. I won't be able to see my player sheet anymore.
No. Just 7. So Martha, you take 20 damage and Gentry, you take 40.
Oh my God.
It's fine.
Even though I dodged?
You dodged, so you get half damage.
So how's that 45 health looking, Gentry?
Can't have 10 health. So it's fine. I'm fine.
You all have a chance to trigger your actions because he's within 30 feet right now.
Yeah, so I triggered Bane.
Great. So that's a wisdom save for the dragon. He has to roll a 15. He rolled a 2 and he has a -4 modifier. So he rolled a -2 save.
Amazing.
So I'll take a die that he has to roll and subtract from his rolls.
Your attack roll as well, Jess. Your attack roll. Attack.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Martha, your Searing Smite also triggers.
Yeah, I'm going to fly up.
Okay.
And for people that don't know, how do you fly?
I'm wearing a beautiful magical cape. It is purple. It is has gold. It has little charms all over it. It's really adorable. And also it makes me fly.
And you trigger it by saying for the bees.
I yell for the bees and I bonk with my shillelagh. What am I going to do? I'm going to roll that d6 because that was a 15 to hit.
Oh.
But I've got a d6.
Yeah. Do it.
Oh, that's a 6. That's a 21 to hit.
All right. That definitely hits. Thank you, Brunette Josh.
God, beautiful, sexy, sweet Brunette Josh. That's max damage, 9.
Okay.
And now you have to make a constitution saving throw at the start of each of your turns. If you fail, then you take an additional 1d6 fire damage.
At the start of each turn.
And don't forget, you're baned.
Right.
You are baned.
Does that mean you have to do this turn in a fun voice?
You adopted the Shardlin.
I was born in Shardlin. I like that Flanders and I had the exact same thought. We were going the exact same directions.
It's because we're best friends.
It's because we're BFFs.
At the end of his turn, he uses the rest of his movement, which is a total of 90 feet, to fly back up out of range. It's Riverdance's turn. Her eyes are glowing blue with the charm that is upon her. And she attempts to cast Charm Person on you, Gentry.
Oh, snap.
I was going to say Martha didn't have to cast a spell to get her best friend. I realized actually I did.
It's a wisdom save, Gentry. DC 15.
16.
She looks at you intently and her fingers are trying to control you and just nothing is happening. And the look you have on your face right now is about as accurate as can be.
I say, oh, sweetie, that's cute. You charmed me already.
Oh, God.
Boop.
At this point in the fight, from the wall bursts through like the Kool-Aid man, a giant Duergar swinging an axe. Gentry, you hear something behind you and turn just in time to see the Duergar try to take a swing at you with his axe.
Okay, well, I don't want him to do that to me.
I don't think there's anything you can do about it.
You are trying to kill me so I have to use these death saves. I can already...
No. He rolled a 2 to hit, so it's a huge miss. You dodge easily.
Okay.
I'm going to roll something here, another d20.
I don't like that.
Don't like it when the DM rolls.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Nope, not fair.
Nope, it's never good.
Perhaps it is only now that you realize that Riverdance and Brunette Josh were hit by the flames as well.
Oh, Josh.
And Josh is actually unconscious.
Brunette Josh?
Brunette Josh fell unconscious.
Not dear sweet Brunette Josh.
Yes, he's only a little bit on fire.
It's the best amount of on fire to be.
Riverdance looks like she's in bad shape, though, too.
Fine.
I mean, I do have healing word that I do have a 60-foot range on. Mm. I'm just deciding who I want to heal.
Oh, that's a good question. Josh.
I'm screaming at the top of my telepathic lungs.
Who is more powerful, Riverdance or one of the Joshes?
Brunette Josh is powerfully nice, powerfully cute.
Powerfully... You know.
See, I feel like I want to save Riverdance just to spite Martha.
Riverdance is still conscious while Brunette Josh is not. And Riverdance is also still under the effect of the charm from the dragon.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't like that.
So technically is not working with us right now.
Not helpful. Not a friend.
Not friend-shaped.
Thanks, bestie.
Tori's turn.
Okay. I don't know if you've realized, I really want to get on the dragon's back.
Yes. I'll give you a dexterity roll the next time he swoops. Maybe a DC 19, right? Like crazy high. But if you can beat it when he goes by, you can hop on.
I like the mods. Could I use acrobatics?
Absolutely. It's definitely an acrobatics check. That would be the most acrobatics thing for you to try.
So acrobatic. So acrobatic.
Mm-hmm. So yes, you've got a plus 7. And if you can hit a 19, then you can jump on his back.
Sweet. So he's just going to, he's going to try and, you know... He's going to get ready. He's going to get into like a running position. And as soon as that dragon gets close enough, he's going to try and leap onto it.
Alley-oop. Roll an acrobatics check.
Okay.
DC 19.
My acrobatics is plus 7, so only need to get a 12. Come on. 14 on the dice, so that is a 21.
It looks to the camera like you're not going to make it, but at the last minute... You land on the back of the dragon.
Yay!
Hell yeah.
It's like a slow motion shot where your legs are kind of bicycling as you're landing on the dragon.
Yeah.
Now you are riding a dragon.
On a dragon. Dreams do come true.
Oh, this is so cool.
Can I see around me any kind of trap door or something that the Durgar were making?
It's not obvious. You're going to have to use an action to do a perception check. But I'll let you use your bonus action. Is that fair?
Okay. I only rolled an 11 for my perception.
You scan over the dark crystal scales. You know there's got to be a hatch up here somewhere. But with an 11, can't find it.
All right. I'm just going to hold on then. That's it. I'm just holding on.
Okay. Then it's Erastus's turn.
Yeah, I'm just standing by until he gets within 60 feet of me. And then I'm going to acid splash him. And then with my bonus action, heal the Josh.
So you'll wait and acid splash him on his turn?
Yes.
But you can use your bonus action now if you'd like to.
Oh, okay. Sweet. That's nice. Healing word. And I just hit the button?
Yeah, it just works.
I got a 5.
Nice.
So you give Brunette Josh 5 health.
Uh-huh.
His eyes open, no longer charmed.
Oh, that's a nice bonus.
Martha breathes a big sigh of relief.
Yes, Martha, you see him sit up and shake his head a little bit.
And then accidentally thinks, I hope Riverdance dies.
Oh, no.
I didn't do it on purpose.
I can hear you.
Yeah, well, you're a charm dummy, so...
Brunette Josh's turn. So he sits up and he touches himself. You know what he does? He stands up.
We watch.
And he adjusts his junk, and that's how he does cure wounds.
Yeah.
Like to regain his confidence.
Perfect.
Listen, you gotta look after the boys first, you know what I'm saying?
And he'll look up to the window and make eye contact with you, Erastus.
Oh.
Give you a wink and send you a bardic inspiration die.
Ooh.
How does that work again?
So you get a d6 that you can add to any save or attack or ability check.
Okay.
You can just have it to add.
Only one.
Cool.
Martha Sinclair.
Mm-hmm. Gonna get on this dragon. I yell for the bees.
You rise into the air.
I'm just trying to grab onto this here dragon.
All right. So why don't you go ahead and roll dexterity to see if you can hang on to this dragon with Tori.
Okie dokie.
I get a DC 12.
That would be a 15.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Best friends, riding on a dragon. I mean, I think realistically, I've like grabbed onto it like a foot. Like something was like kind of, it's either like its foot or its dick, like whatever dangling.
We did assign this dragon an undercarriage as a...
Yeah, it's probably a foot.
The mental image I just had.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
It's more of a teaser trailer, I think, would be my mental image.
Oh yeah.
Which is best friends. And the image of the two of you astride the dragon, but it's like the size of a very large horse. Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like you're riding on a Pegasus together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like smash cut to the two of you, tiny, on a giant dragon, screaming your heads off, holding on for dear life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. I'm also imagining it's like, have you seen that episode of Archer where he's like so excited to fight on the top of a train and he gets on top and he's like just blown away by a wind and he can't see anything and he's falling, where he's just like, why did I think this is going to be cool? Like, this is exactly where I think Tori and Martha are.
This is what they're about to experience. Absolutely.
Exactly what's going on.
Doesn't matter. I'm on a dragon.
You are. You besties on a dragon.
Just like, best day ever.
So Martha has it by the foot. And it's close enough for you to hit Erastus.
Yes, we are going to acid splash.
All right. Big boy's going to roll a dexterity save.
And dragon has minus a d4 to a saving throw.
Right, from Bane.
Yeah.
Dexterity save. Oh, he does not save. So your acid.
Acid splash.
Yeah, your acid lands on the other leg, and you can see it eating away at the Shardalin plating there.
So I command my unseen servant. I say, all right, you give me that potion and pour it right in here. All right, good boy.
Healing potion?
Yeah. And then, you know, he does that.
So you just stood where you were in the street while this unseen butler.
Yes.
And you go, ah.
Correct. I go, ah.
And allow him. There's nothing in your hands right now, Jinji.
No. No, it's probably in my bag or something.
All right. Is that your turn? Is this nonsense your turn? What happened with your potion? What do you get?
Well, so I don't have to use a healing spell, which is kind of embarrassing to use a potion. I feel like Gentry sort of just like doesn't want anybody.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I can't believe you just burned Erastus's whole thing. That's his whole thing.
Cool. Friendship over.
Maybe Gentry just doesn't know how. I think that Gentry is trying to prove herself as a healer who can heal with magic right now.
Hey, Erastus, I really appreciate your cool potion that gave me the ability to float.
I really appreciate it too. I just feel like Gentry is very much trying to like be like, I can do this myself.
This friendship is on the rocks. Okay. This dynamic's changing.
Wow. So I take a gulp and I'm like, wow, potions are amazing. I love potions so much. Fuck, potions are fucking great. I heal for 11, which is, I'm still like, wow. Oh my God. I had no idea that potions could be so amazing and invigorating. Wow. And then I want to inflict wounds on the Druidguard near me.
Oh, great.
A 27. 27 to hit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. When you touch his body, he is paralyzed by your touch.
The only time Gentry's ever turned anyone to stone.
Oh. Wow. Fair enough. That's rude.
Remember when you tried to seduce your way out of Riverdance's room?
Yeah, I still got a chance, though, I think. Here we are. Fate brought us together again. I got 10 gold riding on this.
The dragon uses its malevolent presence once again on the streets filled with fleeing people and burning structures. Under his influence, the people turn on each other and fights break out in every direction. And then he scorches the street with his radiant breath. Let's see, who can he hit? Not the people riding him, not Erastus hiding in the house. He's gonna go after Riverdance and the Joshes again. Fuck.
If you kill the love of my life, I will never forgive you.
No, it's not. It's Riverdance rolled a 1 on her dexterity check. As the dragon swoops and lights the street up once again, the flame completely engulfs Riverdance.
Oh no.
Oops. And as he flies past, she is lying on the ground, actively burning. It's her turn. She's not doing anything. I'll make a death saving throw. That's a 16.
Oh.
I guess I shouldn't tell you guys that and let you wonder.
Oh, yeah. Keep it a secret. Let us not know.
So, Tori,
All right.
Wind is buffeting you as you ride this dragon, holding on as tight as you can.
All right. As my bonus action, I am going to use my fast hands.
Ooh, so fast.
My fast little hands. And I'm going to pull out a pitten from my climber's kit.
Okay.
And I am going to attempt to use that and some rope to just quickly make a better, like, handhold securing thing on the dragon for myself. If allowed, I would secure it to my person.
Yes, you are going to have to roll for sexy.
Okay. All right. Can do. Can do. Let's see it. That's a natural 20. I'm glad that I used that for this roll. Oh, I'm glad that I got the natural 20 on the sexy roll and not anything for damaging the dragon.
Amazing.
Okay. Tori, I gotta double down on the sexy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I send telepathically, I say, do you have any of that oil of slipperiness?
Oh, I actually do.
Because we gotta get these Duergar off this bad boy.
Uh-huh. Do things just get a lot more slippery?
A lot more sexy.
Lube it.
I reach into my pocket. I'm standing there. And Tori is standing there. The wind is blowing through his hair, tousling it artfully. He secures himself in a very, like, graceful and swashbuckly way to the dragon with a rope in a way that you know he's good with it. And then he pulls out from his pocket a vial, bites the cork out of it.
Yeah, he does.
And tosses on the ground around him the oil of slipperiness.
He had to take off his shirt and kind of shove that into his belt so that he could really get the rope and a nice secure harness.
The rope really secure. Absolutely.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would suggest maybe keep the shirt on, but just take the sleeves off.
He removes the sleeves.
Fight him off.
He rips the sleeves off to use them to mop the oil around.
The V of his tunic opens and flutters dramatically just enough to give you a good view of his pecs.
Yes.
Yeah, it's working for me, honestly.
Yes.
And a little of the oil of slipperiness, of course, splashes back onto him, so his skin is now oiled and glowing.
Yeah, all oiled up.
What is, I don't know what Martha Sinclair thinks about all this.
You can just hear, like, the cartoon, like, auga in my head.
Momentarily, she forgets about Brunette Josh.
Humana, humana, humana.
It's the briefest moment I forget about it, but then I'm back to thinking about Brunette Josh.
Yeah.
Who's almost dead? Who would like to be healed?
Riverdale. Oh.
Yeah, Riverdance would very much like to be healed.
Sorry, I thought you meant finish her off.
Well, I am going to healing word. It's another 5.
To Riverdance?
Yes.
Oh, you got her up.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Giving her a spell slot?
Despite you. Solely despite you.
She's in our debt now.
Uh-huh.
She is going to hate this. This is pretty funny.
Riverdance's baby blues open up from where she lays on the ground. She's putting out little flames and looking for her savior.
Maybe I should peek out the window and twinkle.
She looks in your direction, even though she can't see you through the window because you are hiding so well. You see her eyes narrow.
Mm-hmm. I just send a twinkling energy her way.
Martha, you are on the dragon, and a hatch opens on the side of the dragon. And from the hatch emerge several Duergar mechanics. They have not seen you yet.
Perfect. Whichever one's the closest to me is going to get double hand attacked.
Well, you've got to have one hand holding onto the dragon, right? So you've only got one hand free.
Well, in my mind, if I climb up to like a ledge, I can just for the bees and it's like I'm just standing on it. Is that not going to work?
Oh, yeah.
The dragon flies a lot faster than your for the bees speed. Your for the bee speed is 30 feet per round.
So you're saying the wind resistance would push me away.
No, I'm saying you literally can't go as you can't maintain the same speed he's maintaining if you're not on him.
I know, but if I'm like standing on a plane, I don't have to be going the same speed as the plane.
Because you're already up to speed, sure. But as soon as you jump out of the plane, you're only going to be going as fast as the plane for a little while.
Okay. Yeah. So we're saying it's exterior of plane rules, not interior of plane rules. Got it.
Christina.
This is technically Jess is right. So.
No, I know she's right. And look, we don't know if there's air resistance in Icewind Dale.
Flying dragon that you're holding on to.
There might not be an atmosphere.
I'm with Martha on this one. We don't know what plane of existence this is in.
We're in the vacuum of space.
Yeah, we haven't talked about what the gravitational pull of Icewind Dale is.
Is it really that important to you that you use a two-handed attack?
Yeah.
No, I just want to. But I won't. I'll just use my longsword twice. Yeah. Okay, so I find the nearest Duergar and I longsword attack.
Okay, roll the hit. This guy's like, he's crawling out with his little wrench.
That's a 20 to hit.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
End this man's life.
8 damage.
8? Okay. You skewer this Duergar through the shoulder, but it's enough to make him lose his grip on the dragon. So he falls off your sword and plummets to the earth.
So, bye.
Okay, so that's one down, like 19 to go.
And now I got another attack, so I'm going to find the next closest Duergar, and I'm also going to longsword him.
Okay.
That'd be an 18 to hit. Ooh.
So that guy also fell off the dragon.
This is the best day of my life.
I'm going to do my bonus action first to cast my spiritual tits. Maybe it's a little bit of a distraction.
Okay.
My glowing bosom appears.
Fantastic.
Shining, radiating, sexiness, and sparking fear nearby. Intrigue.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a sorny energy.
Yeah. It's like, what is that? Especially if you're a Druugar. Nearby.
Yeah, am I maybe frightened or turned on? I'm so confused. You hear that in his head. It's like, am I frightened or confused? I'm so turned on.
I don't.
Martha does. Martha does.
I'm just getting all this weird Duergar boner talk. Yeah. In the background.
And then I mace him, which is not spray, but like bludgeoning weapon.
Yeah, so I got you. Roll the hit.
23 to hit.
So yeah, he's distracted by the tents.
Yeah.
You got him easy. It's the dragon's turn. He's waiting for his breath weapon to recharge this round, so instead he's going to do a barrel roll and try to knock you two off of him.
Okay.
So, Martha and Tori, give me a dexterity save.
Do I get any bonuses for tying myself to the dragon?
I mean, if you fall off the dragon, you would still be tied to him, so no, you'd just be hanging off the dragon.
That's true.
But you gotta figure out how to get back on.
That's amazing, though.
You'll have to use your turn to climb back on.
Okay, that's fair. Dexterity saving throw, you said?
Yes. DC 16.
21.
Okay, you managed to hold on to those handholds.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Hold on. I'm using my last lucky because...
Oh, no.
Otherwise, I'm falling off this dragon. Oh, 17.
Oh. That was so close.
Bestie's still on the dragon.
High fives. I mean, we're not near each other.
I don't think we're
close enough to high five, but we air high five.
We air high five.
And I just think, yes, organic friendship. Then I think, fuck, play it cool, Martha.
After the Shardalan dragon's turn, I'm going to put the turn for the rest of the Duergar mechanics. There's going to be 10 by Tori and 10 by Martha. And Martha, you've already gotten rid of 2 of them. Tori, of your 10, I'm going to roll to see how many walk on your slipperiness.
Thank you.
Okay. So the trapdoor opens next to where you're holding on. And these Duergar climb out with their tools. And one of them starts crawling towards you. And before he notices you at all, his hands slip and he scrabbles, but he falls off the dragon. And the Duergar following him doesn't notice. And also follows him and also falls off the dragon. So finally the third Duergar realizes maybe he shouldn't crawl forward. And he sees you.
Tori waves coyly.
Yeah.
Tori's body count is now also 2.
Tori's specific Duergar falling off a dragon body count is 2, because we know Tori's actual body count is quite high.
Do we? There's only 2 Joshas.
I've also fathered a son, so you know it's at least 3 people.
That's fair. That's
at
fair.
Least.
I've been around for over a century. Who knows what I got up to?
And you guys shared that one guy in Tourmaline.
That's true. Yeah.
We did Eiffel Tower that one dude in Tourmaline. So I think that also Erastus counts.
High five.
I'm going to say 5, because Erastus does count.
Mm-hmm. And what day is this? Day 13?
This is day 16.
in 2 weeks.
Busy boy.
Also, no, wait, I also slept with that barmaid. I also slept with Pepper.
No, no, you didn't. You were too drunk.
No, I could have sworn that I slept with... I'm pretty sure...
Oh, my God.
You tried. You tried so hard.
I'm going to look through my notes. I'm going to look through my notes.
She put you to bed.
Yeah. Check the tape.
Check the tape. Check the tape.
But yes, no, two Durgar fall for the slipperiness. They hit the slipperiness and are flung bodily from the dragon.
Riverdance sees the chaos around her and is going to cast... she's going to cast Silence to try and shock everyone. I could have cast that. Well, you didn't.
Well, I was actually running a little low on spell slots.
Oh, were you?
And also, I don't want to silence my friends.
Why you were running low on spells?
I don't want to silence my friends.
Which you're going to have to think at them because you are now silenced, Gentry, along with everybody around you in a 20-foot radius.
That's the thing. It's a cool... I have it prepared, but it's a cool spell, but you can't... This is what happens, is that you're silenced.
You are silenced.
You are silenced.
Thank God.
Savage, that friendship is falling apart. Not like the bond that Martha and
I... Oil of slipperiness couldn't get between these bonds.
So Riverdance casts Silence, and the people fighting in your immediate vicinity are shocked out of their charm by the sudden deafening silence and stop fighting.
Cool, just fuck yourself over, Riverdale.
So she's looking at you, and you're talking, nothing is coming out, and then she dispels it.
Thank you, God damn it.
And she hears the last part of what you just said.
Which was, fuck yourself over, Riverdale.
And while she's staring at you, it's just a giant Duergar's turn. He's going to take a swing.
Does she see my cool tits, though? She hasn't seen them yet. I didn't have this yet.
She has not seen, she's not seen them yet, no.
How about that?
How about that?
Are you trying to pivot into seducing Riverdance right now?
I wink. Because
this is fucking comical.
I wink.
Oh my God.
I wink at her.
Why don't you roll persuasion with disadvantage?
That's generous of you.
Well, I'm going to roll wisdom.
Okay. Well, that was a 14 and an 18 plus 4.
Oh, my God. All right. You beat her by 1 point. So she's clearly annoyed with you and what you've just said. But then she gets a gander of your cool tits.
Yeah.
And she looks appreciative.
Yeah.
Okay. Giant Duergar, meanwhile, is taking a swing at you.
Oh, I was a bit distracted.
That's a 20 to hit you.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that hits. Yeah.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Hits. Did I just get, like, hit by a Duergar while I'm flirting? That's super embarrassing.
But she thought it was kind of cute. When you look back at Riverdance, she's... looks at you for a second and then looks away and kind of shakes her head, but like, it was funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny.
Yeah.
Up in the air, Tori and Martha, you feel below your feet the dragon pulsating with energy, and you can tell that it is charged up and ready to dive on the town again.
Oh.
This time, though, it's less repaired.
Yay.
Thanks to the Duergar that you've thrown off.
Hurrah! I would like to, with my magic bow, shoot the dragon. Preferably, like, in the back of its head.
Right.
So 21 to hit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so with the 21, you land right in between two of the scales on its neck as it was turning its head down to begin its descent.
Fabulous. So that's a total of 19 magical piercing damage upon the dragon.
You hit him so hard that he, with his reaction, he's going to buck.
Oh.
Bye.
Both of you roll dexterity again.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Saving throw.
22.
Okay, Tori's good.
Oh, 16.
Oh.
Oh. That was so scary. Oh.
The Duergar are retreating into their chambers as the dragon starts his descent.
Okay, then I am going to, if there's any slack on the rope for me to reach, I will use my movement to hurry over there, and I will use object with my fast hands bonus action to just shove a little metal piton into the gap of the hatch to keep so they can't close it.
Fantastic. Roll dexterity just for the sake of making you roll something for that. DC 10.
11.
Oh my gosh, I should have made it a higher DC. All right, so you managed to block the door from closing. Martha, if you can get this thing to roll or buck or do anything else, he's going to dump that little chamber of Duergar out. But right now they're inside and it's not locked. It is Erastus's turn.
Hell yeah. I'm going to hit with the crossbow and then the crossbow again. Pew, pew.
All right. So you're waiting for his turn when he dives down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you still have an inspiration die, so you could
I do.
Make sure to hit him.
And I'm waiting for this turn. I want to be real close.
Perfect.
I want to see if Riverdale sees that I'm on this dragon.
You're still psychically linked to everybody within 100 feet.
Yeah.
So you have heard everything that went down between Gentry and Riverdance right now.
Okay.
And she's hearing all the bonding you're doing with Tori.
Perfect.
You can tell that it makes her a little sick.
Even better. Okay. I find a nook, a scale, something so I can two-handed, longsword in one hand, short sword in the other, just like stab straight down.
Oh yeah, you hook your leg in and now you have both hands free.
So I think we'll do longsword first because it's longer, so it hit it first.
Yes.
What? No. I was at a 9. How did I miss?
Oh no! It glanced off the armor.
This is horrifying. Okay, let's see what my short sword does. 18 to hit with a short sword.
18 will hit. Oh boy, it's in bad shape. Gentry, it's your turn.
I look at the Drugar and I kind of turn my head this way and this way and I say, huh, I thought y'all could use enlarge. Guess you didn't.
And you viciously mock.
I viciously mocked him. Viciously.
So vicious. That's a wisdom save, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's a 17.
What?
Sorry.
How?
He's like, that's toxic masculinity at work.
Yeah.
I do not define myself by my size.
Well, I define you by how well my boobies are going to hit you right now. 10.
10 to hit?
Yes.
Oh, Gentry.
You yes. Talk shit and then you whiff with your tits?
Uh-huh. I need that on a shirt.
Every time River Dance is around, I fuck up.
You're just so flustered around your crush.
Luckily, you don't have to wait too long for a distraction. Everyone roll dexterity on the ground, except for Rastus. You're good. So really just Gentry and Riverdance.
And the Joshes.
And the Joshes. DC 16.
Not my Joshes. Not my one Josh and the other guy.
16.
I was about to say, do you care about both of them?
16 is the exact save, so you save.
Thank Christ.
Well, I think he'd be sad if he lost his friend.
Probably.
I mean, it's good to have a backup plan.
There's brunette Josh and there's backup Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just dye his hair brown.
Just needs a little hair dye. Otherwise, save.
Backup Josh made it, but brunette Josh did not save.
Oh, no.
Aw.
So let's roll these 7d8s and see what happens. 31. So if you saved, you take 15. Brunette Josh didn't, so he's on the ground in flames.
Oh no, again?
Oh no.
He's had a rough, like 5 minutes.
Buddy.
I just realized our cleric does not have Spare the Dying as a cantrip.
Oh no.
Well, I can change out my cleric spells.
When you level up, yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Oh, do I need to save someone again, Gentry?
I just.
Looks like I'm doing your job.
I mean, it's a Josh.
Just, you know, an artifice over here saving lives. Clara can't talk to a girl.
Oh, my God.
Riverdance runs over to Josh and kneels next to him in a panic and casts Healing Word. And also, after she heals him for a few damage, protection from fire.
Oh, Johnny on the spot over there.
Maybe should have done that sooner, Riverdance.
Okay, so Drunette Josh is back up and looking very jarred. The giant Duergar, amused from your attempts to hit him and a little offended at your reductive logic, is going to try to hit you. That is a 19 to hit.
Yeah, it hits. It hits.
Oh, no.
All right. You're gonna take 11 damage.
Okay, I have one hit point left.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And
I think that's where we're going to end tonight.
Oh, come on.
Perfect.
I'm so tired.
Okay, all right. Oh, buddy.
Honestly, yeah. I'm not even worried, so... I honestly think it might be, like, good for you guys to see this in action.
Good for us to watch our friend die.
To see what a scent
builds character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to I Seduce the Dragon. Shout out to the metal guitar stylings of John Holt for that best friend's guitar lick. He's linked in the show notes. Go find him. That lick is just one example of the absolutely staggering amount of care that goes into each episode. And if that's the kind of thing that you appreciate, then consider joining our Patreon and directly supporting the recording, editing, and design costs that make this show possible. And thank you to our patrons who already enjoy early and ad-free episodes. Once we get enough support, we will be rolling out bonus content, and oh, I can't wait. Next episode drops April 23rd. Until then...